Loggins and Messina from their album Full Sail, and that's coming to you. Time is 21 before 11 o'clock, and this is KQRS. My Baby Don't Love Me, and that's music from the new Jay Giles Band called Ladies Invited. Before that, we heard Pretty Girl Why from the Buffalo Springfield, and also some music from Loggins and Messina. It's about 10:45 right now. This Christmas, while you're gift hunting, stop hunting. There's a new store at the university that you'll find to be just right for any gift that's needed. The nicest clothing in town can now be found at Just Right, and what better gift is there than clothing? Stop in today and receive the friendliest service as well as the newest, most complete line of merchandise available. Remember the name, it's Just Right, and look for the sign that isn't up yet. Just Right, 616 Washington Southeast at the U of M across from Memorial Stadium. They're open Wednesday and Thursday evenings, too.
Registrations are now being accepted for winter programs courses.
Well, winter in the North Country is beautiful, so you're invited to go out and enjoy it. Everything is quiet and white and peaceful. Try gliding along over the snow on a pair of cross-country skis or a snowshoe hike through the woods or a weekend camping out amongst the trees. You don't have to be cold if you have a fluffy down parka and sleeping bag. And the place to buy these items to truly enjoy winter is Midwest Mountaineering. Might as well get into it as long as we're here. They'll equip you with sturdy cross-country skis or snowshoes and a warm goose down parka at a righteous price. Midwest Mountaineering is located at 1408 Hennepin. Their phone number is 336-3884. They're open from 9 to 9 weekdays and 9 to 6 Saturdays. So go on down, pay them a visit. Midwest Mountaineering. Temperature's 19 degrees. It's winter out. David Mason, Look at You, Look at Me. And before that, we heard Donny Hathaway. It's exactly 11 o'clock. This KQRS AM FM stereo, Golden Valley. Lemont's I-Beam Shop at Rosedale doesn't care about the look of the 30s, but they'd rather dress you in the fashions of today with today's ease of care and good looks. PG's trousers are for the man of today. The checks are crisp and bright. Plaids have the look of wool and all solids and all the new shades, too. And they have cuffs. All PG's featured at the I-Beam Shop are completely machine washable and at easy, affordable prices. Remember, PG's at Lemont's I-Beam Shop in Rosedale. They're open Monday through Saturday from 9:30 to 9:30, Sunday from noon to 6.
What a trip. Tonight, well, jump into your ride. Moonchild Productions.
About 11:01, and it's 19 degrees under light snow now.
Hey, excuse me, early withdrawal, member FDIC.
The Great Western Worcestershire.
The what? The what?
Attorneys for Dr. Timothy Leary, who is now in prison at California's Vacaville facility, announced last Friday that they will bring a $27 million civil suit against the government. The purpose of the suit, they said, is to uncover the conspiracy against Dr. Leary and gain a fair hearing for the American people. Ironically, the action was spurred by the announcement the day before that the prosecution was dropping all conspiracy charges against the former LSD advocate. That decision was made in the interests of justice, according to the prosecution. Leary's attorneys indicated that the real reason for dropping the charge was that the government wants to prevent a full public hearing of the Leary case. The defense contends that there were illegal government operations rivaling the Ellsberg case connected with Leary's apprehension, and that a narcotics informer was going to be a star defense witness with some startling testimony. Leary is currently serving two consecutive sentences for possession of marijuana at prison escape. The conspiracy charge that the government dropped alleged that Leary was involved in dope smuggling with the Brotherhood of Eternal Light in Southern California. As a result of that dropping of the charge, Leary could be out on bail sometime in the near future. And that's from Earth News Today. Federal judge ordered President Nixon's personal secretary today back into court to tell what advice White House lawyers gave her before she testified about the Watergate tapes. U.S. District Judge John Sirica said he wants to find out the relationship between Rosemary Woods and various attorneys who've been representing the White House in court. The judge said, "We want to get to the bottom of this. I think the whole thing should be opened up." Then Sirica ordered Miss Woods summoned to court immediately. Sirica made the surprise move while Samuel Powers, a Miami attorney retained by the White House as a consultant in the tapes case, was testifying. It was Powers who brought Miss Woods to court when she testified for the first time last month. President Nixon's top aide also may take the stand in federal court today to testify on the 18-minute gap in one of the Watergate tapes. Administration lawyers say White House Chief of Staff Alexander Haig is expected to be the last witness called before Judge Sirica, before technical experts finish examining the subpoenaed recordings. The Israeli military command has denied a Cairo claim that Egyptian anti-aircraft shot down an Israeli Phantom jet today. Cairo radio had said the Phantom was one of two craft flying east of the Suez Canal after allegedly penetrating Egyptian airspace and passing over Egyptian army positions. Meanwhile, the Tel Aviv command reports that two Israeli soldiers died, five others wounded in separate incidents on the Suez front. The two soldiers reportedly were killed yesterday when their jeep hit a mine while guarding a United Nations vehicle. In Cairo, Egyptian officials were reported still discussing Israeli proposals for the resumption of deadlocked ceasefire talks. And in Washington, Secretary of State Kissinger meets today with the oil ministers of Algeria and Saudi Arabia. The Arabs' Washington visit is part of an international tour to explain the oil cutoff resulting from the October war with Israel. And, of course, that means less oil for us here. Oil and gas conservationists from 35 states being asked today to approve a policy statement opposing petroleum product taxes aimed at discouraging consumption. The statement drew unanimous approval yesterday from the Energy Resources Committee of the Interstate Oil Compact Commission. They're meeting in New Orleans. A break in a 34-inch oil pipeline in northwestern Minnesota has been repaired, according to authorities, but not before maybe 20,000 barrels of oil escaped. Marshall County Deputy Sheriff Dennis Brecky said an area about a mile square was blocked off because of the pipeline break. He said no injuries were reported, but the firm that operates the pipeline wanted people kept out of the area. They said oil was being pumped into tank trucks to Dale. No accurate estimate of the oil leakage was available, but they say it was probably over 20,000 barrels. The main break occurred on the Leonard Hopka farm. He added that snow on the frozen ground had black patches in low areas. The break happened at about 4 p.m. Tuesday. The sheriff's office said it was reported at about 7. The area of the oil spill is 2 miles north of a similar break, which happened on August 13th. This partially due to winter, which took a tight grip on Minnesota the past 24 hours and won't let go. 3 to 7 inches of snow fell in southern and eastern sections. Yesterday and last night, it's been followed by strong northerly winds, drifting snow, and colder temperatures. Up to 7 inches of snow fell in southeastern Minnesota overnight and this morning. For the Twin Cities, it's supposed to be cloudy. A few snow flurries in the forecast this afternoon. No significant additional accumulation is likely. High today is supposed to be in the mid-20s. It'll be partly cloudy tonight and then Thursday. Colder tonight as well. Low temperature figured near 10. High Thursday is supposed to be somewhere in the low 20s. Winds northerly at 15 to 30 miles per hour this afternoon. Keep things moving. Snow is light right now. The wind is northwest at 17 miles per hour. Temperature reading is 19 above. And that's the news at 8 minutes past 11 o'clock. This is KQ.
Hundreds of groups, but only one Sly Stone in production. The Electric Fetus and 3 Acre Wood.
It's 11:23. This is KQRS. Temperature reading 19 degrees, and there's still a little bit of snow coming down from time to time. Get to heaven. That's a group called the Ozark Mountain Daredevils, and they'll be in town this week. Time is 11:32. This is KQRS. Temperature reading 19 degrees under snow.
Winter time.
Snowcrest is open for night skiing the rest of this week and also open full time this weekend. Snowcrest, we.
County Seat will sell you a product that's guaranteed.
When you're in the mood for the hottest sounds going, stop by the Temple by Star Productions.
This is a test. For the next 60 seconds, this station will conduct a test of the emergency broadcast system. This is only a test. This is a test of the emergency broadcast system. The broadcasters of your area, in voluntary cooperation with the FCC and other authorities, have developed this system to keep you informed in the event of an emergency. If this had been an actual emergency, you would have it instructed where to tune in your area for news and official information. This concludes this test of the emergency broadcast system.
It's 11:36.
Went to my doctor, yeah.